from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mosul surrounded. An official with the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says the remaining western Mosul neighborhoods held by the Islamic State are now completely surrounded, and IS has lost more than half of the territory the militants once held in Iraq. VOA asked James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy if the coalition's rapid offense is keeping up pace. He says it's more than that.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded. There are some reports that up to 60% of the western side of the city have been taken in the course of the day. So it's clear that we have got, despite all of the wringing of hands of people about the battle for West Mosul, that we have a huge victory coming.
The Islamic State overran Mosul in the summer of 2014. The Iraqi coalition took back eastern Mosul from IS earlier this year. An al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus that left 74 people dead. The attacks came 2 weeks after members of the group hit security offices in the city of Homs, killing and wounding scores of people. A huge pile of garbage at the dump on the outskirts of Ethiopia's capital of Addis Ababa collapsed, killing at least 46 people and leaving several dozen missing. It's not immediately clear what caused the collapse, which buried makeshift homes where about 150 people live. The landfill has been a dumping ground for the capital's garbage for more than 50 years. This is VOA News.